you know, the U.S. and Latvia are close NATO allies, and we stand with the government as it is moving to clean up a very difficult situation that has been accreted over several decades of poor policies, of lax oversight, and weak enforcement. In fact, the government is coping with a banking sector that was specifically designed to attract non-resident deposits and offshore accounts, and that has led to the situation that Latvia finds itself in, which is that it has a banking sector that remains one of the most vulnerable in Europe. It has a banking sector that has a history of exploitation by organized crime, also by foreign governments that are hostile to NATO, and outright corruption in the society. We very much welcome the attention that has been placed and the priority and emphasis that has been placed by the Prime Minister and the team, and especially the Finance Minister, on resolving these challenges. We view that the recent enactment of the law on shell companies is an excellent first step, but it is only a first step, and that there are a number of other specific measures that have already been outlined by the Latvian government that need to be rapidly enacted as well. In particular, we are watching very closely and look forward to welcoming to Washington the new head of financial intelligence, and we are we're optimistic that she will be given the resources she needs and the authorities she needs to effectively conduct her mission.